there's too many ways you can, like, mess up your life doing it, whereas there's so many ways you can enjoy your life by doing teleportation. Hello, and welcome to Revel, a collection of Realm's comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name is Nicole.
And I'm Rhoda, and we're both producers on the show you're about to hear, Power Trip. Be sure to stick around after the show for some behind-the-scenes discussion where we talk Stranger Danger and play Would You Rather.
We'll be back just after this.
Hello. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm. And to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
You have arrived.
Tuesday, 7 p.m. I've arrived at the appointed hour. The magical chatbot sent me to a place with serious abandoned warehouse vibes. The bushes out front look like a hipster's beard, overgrown and quite pleased with themselves. Maybe they're planning to take my kidney back? Let them try.
Hey, whoa. Need something?
Jesus Christ, you scared me.
Sorry. You looked lost.
Why are you hiding in the bushes?
I'm not hiding. I'm gardening.
The woman practically glows in the sunlight. She's Southeast Asian, if I could guess, with bleach blonde hair and, judging by her satin bomber, very good style.
Yeah, actually, can you help me? Maybe I have the wrong address.
She's here for the meeting, right? Are you here for the meeting?
This guy's got long, awkward limbs and a gait that gives off the impression of a baby giraffe stumbling around, but he's definitely friendlier than the plant lady.
Maybe. I'm just trying to find the power hour.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Sorry.
It's Yoda? Never mind. I'm Christian.
Did you just disappear? I swear, you kind of faded away like you were buffering.
Do you want to come inside? I can explain there.
Well...
You're not actually considering the proposition. Come, follow me down the side of this warehouse. That is exactly what a kidnapper would say.
Leah!
Oh, calm down. You're obviously not a kidnapper. But she seems like easy prey.
I don't want to think too hard about why the velvety tone of her voice and the confident stillness of her whole vibe rattles me in about 12 different ways. I was actually considering not following him in, and,
You're gonna scare her away, Leah?
I'm not scared.
Go ahead, then.
Realm presents Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany, Episode 2.
Where am I exactly? What is the power hour?
Right, yeah. You'll see. So you can't, like, use your powers here. On anyone in the group, I mean. And, you can't tell anyone about this, okay? Okay. I think that's it.
Wait, how do you know about my powers?
Christian! You want to take it inside and keep it a little more discreet?
Right, right. So, Jane, just say you won't tell, okay? You'll understand soon. Promise.
Oh. Oh, well, I don't know what it is I'm not telling anyone about, so that shouldn't be a problem.
His mention of powers at least confirms I'm in the right place.
See you inside, Leah. Okay, so this way. Through the vines.
Okay, so this plant woman just returns to her obsessive pruning ritual without another word? Whatever, lady.
Okay, Mint. Ready to get pruned?
Wow.
Oh, this is all Leah.
Right, I can tell by all the plants. Quite the spread for a secret meeting.
That's also Leah? She owns a cafe.
You came! So, what's your power?
Well,
Slow down, Mateo. Let her settle in for a second. That's Mateo. I'm Erica. What you drinking, newbie?
Oh, hi. Maybe a red?
How about a red sangria?
Erica wants everyone drunk all the time.
I just want her to feel welcome before we dissect her.
Hey, losers! Ooh, fancy spread. I didn't get the memo that we were going for country club luncheon theme today.
Yeah, it's a shame I left my pearl set at home.
Ah, you? I like. Oh, let's at least get some tunes going. So, we got a live one.
This is Jane. She was on the website last night and I convinced her to come with the chatbot. But then she got here and almost didn't come in because Leah made a joke about me being a kidnapper.
What?
Never mind.
Look at you, a benevolent shepherd guiding lost souls to our weird little cult. Mwah!
I was literally lost. It looks like a true crime setting from the outside.
Oh, that's by design, my dear. Keeps the sane ones away. So, what's your deal, Jane?
Jane, this is Deirdre. She brings the party.
I don't totally understand what he means, but I can tell the mood suddenly feels more festive, like the day is full of possibility.
I'm a writer. I mean, theoretically. Mostly I just, like, chase kids around Prospect Park.
Hmm. You're a camp counselor?
Close. I nanny for two kids in Cobble Hill. I take them to and from school, then ferry them around to a million lessons and make them dinner, and then, if I'm lucky, I write about four sentences before collapsing. At this rate, I might have a short story finished before my new kidney calls it quits.
Well, we'll try to keep your kidney in working order. Cool cane, by the way. It's like your own personal disco ball.
Thanks. I bedazzled it myself.
Here is your sangria.
Thank you. Ooh, with fruit and mint and everything.
Fresh from Leah's garden.
Mmm. Mmm. Damn it, it's delicious.
Okay, but I was really asking, what's your power?
Well, I can command people to do what I want, and they seem to just do it.
It is very strange to say this out loud. I wait for someone to laugh, to tell me I've got this power hour thing all wrong. They'll realize I'm delusional. I'll realize I'm delusional.
Oof. Heavy.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been odd. So do, like, you all have powers too? And you guys get together and...
fight crimes?
Commit crimes?
Mm-hmm.
Deirdre is actually joking. Don't listen to her.
Oh, what the hell? Mateo was joking too. We don't fight crimes together. God, kill me if someone suggests that. We just...
We commiserate together.
Mm. Bingo.
Yeah, to be honest, Leah's not wrong.
Commiserate? I kind of love my power.
No, for sure. Our powers are great. It just takes a bit to figure out how to use them and how to ignore them, too.
Oh my god, I'm now remembering how hard those first days were. How overwhelming it was.
Yeah, I didn't really understand the effect it had and how to get used to it. Finding people to talk about the powers with? Oh, I had to get pretty wasted to even show up to this little weird shindig.
Cheers to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get that down, they change on you.
Change how?
It's like after a while they kind of dull.
Like if you played a sport in high school, and then years later you play it again, and you're like, oh, that's what that feels like. You have the ability, it's just not as immediate.
Mm-hmm. Plus, eventually you kind of know when you actually need to use them. It feels different. Sorry, we're not trying to scare you.
Oh, right, yeah, says every person who has ever scared the living daylights out of anyone else.
Will my powers lose their potency? It's like all those anxious moments of waiting to find out if a kidney would stick. You have what you need in your grasp, but know you could lose it. It's almost worse than not having it at all.
Okay, let's start over. Jane, welcome. As Erica said, I'm Mateo. We've been excited to meet you all week.
All week?
I only heard about this like 3 days ago.
Oh.
Mateo can predict the future, so he told us last week you'd be coming.
Wait, what?
It's not as cool as it sounds.
So modest.
It's kind of spotty, like bad Wi-Fi, and I'm not always right. Like, I predicted you and I knew your name, but I kept seeing you riding a horse or some kind of donkey.
Oh my god, I mean, yeah, a donkey might be better than riding the G-Train. Way more reliable.
Yeah, it once took me 45 minutes to go.
They all seem to just exist together in this space, like it's so easy for them. I take in Erica's mop of pink hair, Mateo's massive grin, Christian's dangling arms like he's not sure what to do with them, Deirdre's towering confidence, even Leo with her intensity, like an electric current.
So, okay, what are all of your powers?
Well, Erica can resolve conflicts, I can turn any boring-ass event into a party, Leah is our resident botany queen, and Christian can go all invisible-like.
I can seem invisible, like if I'm feeling uncomfortable or self-conscious or whatever, I can kind of make people, well, forget I'm here. That's what happened outside.
So you're like a wizard.
I mean, no.
I keep telling them we could use it to freak out tourists in Times Square. I'm kidding, obviously, but it actually is super cool.
Oh, so Christian likes Mateo, which is why he is currently turning red and saying nothing while Mateo looks at him expectantly. Oh shit, is he fading? Save him now.
Mateo, I'm predicting the future. Can't you monetize that shit? Like, predict winning lottery numbers or something?
I wish. Sadly, I can only predict people's futures.
Summer is almost here, so that means tons of outdoor activities and trying to keep up with all the fun things that are going on. Factor can help you stay on top of your wellness goals and stay fit, healthy, and full for the summer. They have fresh, never frozen meals that are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes, no matter how busy you are, so you can get back to what you like doing. With 35 different meals and more than 60 different add-ons, you are sure to never get bored. You can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that have ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon, and keep kitchen time to a minimum, so essentially no cleaning up. It's great. I got my brother a Factor box because he expressed some interest in wanting to get healthy over the summer and try eating more vegan food. And this made it a really effortless transition for him to try some new foods and also get food he didn't have access to. He figured out what he liked, what he didn't like, and he did it with the help of Factor. So if this sounds like something you want to try, you can head to factormeals.com/rebel50 and use code REBEL50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off the next month. That's code REBEL50 at factormeals.com/REBEL50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Is this our cue to get started? Mateo, you want to go first?
Wait, get started?
Yeah, I'll go. I feel pretty good. I went 4 consecutive days without an anxiety spiral. Most of the time, I walk around making up scenarios that are even worse than my visions. Like someone stealing my cat, or spontaneously combusting next to me on the subway. But when I feel those thoughts creeping in, I kind of distract myself with a good possibility, like enjoying a weekend with my kids. So, progress?
Nice, man.
Yeah.
I try really hard to block out any visions of my kids, but I had this vision the other day.
I figured we were getting together to shoot the shit about our powers, but this feels a little more like a therapy group.
What is this?
Oh, well, we just, like, talk about our magic use for the week. Things we're working on, things we've done with it. You can share as much or as little as you want.
I cannot imagine telling these people about puking outside and Jeremy and, oh God, Bruce.
Well, I guess I'll go next. There's this dead vine I pass every day on my way to the cafe. It's just drooping there, all brown and crusty. So last week, I stopped to touch it. I was only going to use a little bit of magic. It turned green and started sprouting leaves, which was really nice. But in the last few days, it's grown so much, it's taken over the whole building. It's crawling into the windows. It's on the verge of choking an AC unit. Should I talk to the owner?
Girl, no. You are not about to go up to some random-ass landlord and tell him you made his vine grow by magic.
So I hate to say it, Liam, but she's totally right. It'd only freak him out. I mean, maybe you can, like, add some flowers.
Yeah, like one of those cool garden art displays on the High Line.
Nice.
But what if it messes with the structural integrity of the building?
Oh, let him get his weed whackers out like a normal person. It's practically your civic duty to get a landlord in the city to do their job.
Limelight, that's true.
No taken.
I'll go. There's this new guy at the print shop, and he's pretty intense. When he was giving us an order of t-shirts yesterday, I totally wanted to disappear, but, well, I didn't. So that was like,
hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really okay. Awesome.
That's cool.
I don't know. It's not an Olympic achievement or anything.
He's struggling to stay visible, Ben.
No, it is.
Thanks, Deirdre.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay, my turn. I went to my friend Lisa's party last weekend and, you know, it was kind of a dud. So I turned it up a bit. But then everyone started dancing and someone broke this vase that turns out to be her great...
Okay. This isn't as bad as I thought.
I felt terrible about that. And also annoyed I even used my power, because honestly, I'm not responsible for everyone's good time.
You're not. Just like Erica is not responsible for everyone's bad behavior.
Oh, my God, girl, did you do it again?
Erica has this compulsive need to go out to bars. Not to drink, but because there's always a fight to break up.
I just feel so useful.
It's not your job to be useful. Both of you, take care of yourselves first.
Oh, Leah, babes. I love you. Mwah.
And that's when I realize I'm staring at Leah.
Jane?
I'll go.
Last but not least.
Newbie! 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 Newbie!
So, I got this ability to command people, and I wasn't really sure how to use it at first. I'd, like, command the city to stop sucking so much, but nothing happened.
Impossible.
But now that I've got the hang of it, it's kind of awesome. Actually, it's not even kind of. I went on a date with this real cheapskate hedge fund manager. Like, you know he's got the money, and he's all hoarding it away for his private island or whatever.
I have been on that same date so many times.
Right? So I commanded him to, like, leave twice the tip, and he did. I was like, wow, I've got power over the stock market, dude. Sky's the limit. Yeah. And then there was a... no depth perception chick who spent an entire dinner staring at my earlobe until I commanded her to close her eyes. But then I'm like, is that kind of a dick move? So then I redirected her eyes to her cocktail and we had a whole fascinating discussion about the history of spirits. There was still no chemistry though, it was brutal. But, so yeah, it's going pretty well so far. Okay.
It is nice not to have a sob story for once.
Thank you, thank you. I'm actually bummed when it's over and everyone starts saying their goodbyes.
You were great up there.
Oh my God. Railing about terrible dates is like my favorite pastime ever.
Well, still, it was great. So what'd you think?
Oh, of all this? It's cool. It's not what I expected, but...
What did you expect?
No, I mean, I had no idea what to expect. I don't normally trust random invites from strangers on the internet.
Yeah, my internet feelings wander between totally terrified and then kind of just amazed. I mean, there are some real weirdos, but like then there are screaming goat videos.
Wait, are you serious? That is my favorite video ever, ever. You're talking about that little like poof ball in Norway that makes that ungodly sound? Oh my God, the realism, Christian. How do you do that?
I have a lot of free time at work.
Oh, shoot, sorry. Will you excuse me? I just need to grab something to take this with.
Oh, of course. There should be some drinks still out on the table.
I'm on a strict regimen of meds to prevent a potential kidney rejection. Twice a day, my phone buzzes with a reminder of how precarious this whole business is.
Need something before you head out?
Yeah. I was just gonna grab a swig of sangria. It was really good. Makes the medicine go down.
You shouldn't drink meds with sangria. Let me get you some water.
Oh, come on. I can live on the edge with a sip of sangria.
Didn't you just get a new magical kidney?
Just hand me one of those cups. I'll get it myself.
I feel an unmistakable push, like she's trying to resist it.
Here.
Thanks. So, Leah, why don't you pull the vine back?
What do you mean, pull it back?
Like, move it, or whatever. Stretch it over a different part of the building.
Yeah, well, it's not really my style to magic my way out of stuff. I just think things like that come back around. You know? Something to keep in mind.
Oh, I guess it would be better to sit at home pretending I don't have magic powers.
I didn't say that. Just, you know, be careful. People can feel the powers, even if they don't understand what they are. It's really easy to get yourself into trouble.
Well, okay then. This was educational, but it's time to go and do not dangerous things.
You do that, Jane. Till next time.
I need to get as far, far away as possible from this righteous woman with a sprig of mint up her ass. I can't storm off like I want to. Instead, I have to loiter in front of this store called Bush that sells ironic presidential paraphernalia while I Google Maps the best way home.
Jane! I'm glad I caught you.
Hey, sorry to rush out. I forgot I have some things to do. It's not entirely a lie. I do have that date with Bruce in less than 24 hours, and I should probably start picking out my outfit.
Yeah, look, I know Leah seems like she's a lot.
You could say that, yeah.
She's just a no-bullshit person, but the group is really good when we're all together. Really, I can't explain it, but...
You guys seem nice. I had fun, but I don't love it when people come on that strong. And I really don't love it when they tell me what to do.
The thing is, she's not wrong. You do have to be careful.
The thing is, I'm done being careful.
Sure, yeah, but can I give you my number in case you need anything?
Sure. Give me your phone, I'll text myself.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll see you around, Jane, I hope.
Yeah, see ya. As I walk down into the subway, I pause to type a message to Bruce. Hey, Bruce. Autocorrect. I meant Bruce, not biatch. Hey, Bruce. What time tomorrow night? I try and remember that this is the life I'm starting. Before I took a bizarre little detour to the group. A life where I'm in control. A life where I don't have any more limits placed on me. Hell, I don't have any limits at all.
You're listening to Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany. Power Trip is a Realm original production. Listen away.
Hello, and thanks for listening to Revel. My name is Nicole, and I'm here with Rhoda to talk about episode 2 of Power Trip. So, Rhoda, you pull up in front of a warehouse at an address that you got off of some kind of, like, unspecified chatbot to meet people, potentially, or someone, or one person. Would you get out of the car?
I mean, yeah, right? I know that it's ill-advised, but it wasn't nighttime yet. I feel like what I would do is I would go in poised to call my sister. Like if somebody jumped out at me, it would be like, call her. Like I would text her beforehand and tell her I'm going into a situation. She'd try to talk me out of it. I would do it anyway. I'm way too curious. And then given Jane's circumstances in terms of having this ability, somebody knowing about it, you know, she's lonely. She would never phrase it like that. But she's just so curious and kind of needs the connection and will follow that curiosity anywhere. And that's really what I really admire about her. I mean, it could have been a cautionary tale, but it ends up being okay because she meets a support group of people with magical abilities. And isn't this just straight from the playbook of your favorite fantasy novels where it is a main character who feels alone and alienated and like no one understands them, and then they open up this magical world and suddenly everything about them maybe not clicks into place. I think that's too romantic, but there is a shift in cognition and understanding and the emotional ability to navigate this brand new thing, right?
And
so I kind of loved that in a modern setting.
Yeah, I loved that too. It does really scratch that itch of like, you are still special, but you're also not alone.
Yeah.
Like yeah. That's exactly
we're such
what it
simple
is, right?
creatures, right?
I know. That's all we want is someone to understand us and also be like, you're entirely unique.
Yeah. So for this episode and in honor of the magical support group she meets, we're going to play a game, which is Would You Rather Superpower Edition. Or maybe it should be Abilities Edition or something. But Superpower has a kind of Marvel Universe type feeling to it. And I came up with some pretty low-key ones. So
Okay.
So, Nicole, would you choose the innate ability to always know where north, south, east, and west were? Or would you choose the ability to know any song playing in real time all the time?
I mean, both of them are somewhat ameliorated by modern technology, right? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. But I'd be such a good, like I'm immediately like, I'd be such a good pirate.
What?
And in my mind, it's like a Pirates of the Caribbean era pirate. I don't know. I also would like never have to do the thing in New York where you get off the subway and you take like five steps in one direction and you're like, oh crap, that's like 43rd and not 42nd Street. And that's how you know which direction you're going.
Yeah. Like, or you're like the asshole who has their phone out and then you're rotating like full 360, like on the street corner. Just trying to orient yourself.
And the song thing is tempting because I find a lot of my music that way, but I generally use Shazam, except sometimes it doesn't work. I think I'm going to go for the direction because if I got lost in the woods or like there's survival capabilities
real practical
that come with it.
Needs. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and I literally found a song on Google by just going like bada papa, bada papa in the audio recording thing until they got it. So I feel like I could solve that one more.
Oh my God. Nicole's a musician too.
I know.
She skeets again. Well, I think I would choose the same one. I would always choose the wayfaring option for survival reasons. Anyway, that's where I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have one. This is my favorite would you rather ever. Would you rather have the ability to teleport or time travel? And not like time travel, like any kind of time travel to like 5 minutes ago to from like 5 minutes ago to 500 years ago. Like any time span.
I would probably rather teleport because I'm way too terrified about time travel paradoxes. I'm convinced that, you know, if and when we figure out how to do it or if it's already being done, you know, shit's breaking all over the place. Like I would somehow move 5 minutes in the future and make climate change exponentially worse. It's already very bad. So I don't know. That's as attractive as it is. This is a fear-based answer, which and also teleporting is that sounds really great. I would love it. It would make
you could travel everywhere.
Yeah. It would be great, actually, to save that time. Mm-hmm. So that's
my answer, too.
Yeah. How come?
Yeah. Just to, like, savor the present more or, like, take advantage. Because otherwise, I'd get pretty addicted to, like, going back in time and just watching things unfold. And it'd be so solitary. Like, I would use it for the purposes of, like historical recording. Like, I think it would be interesting to witness historical events. But then if I had the ability to, like, undo a mistake I made, a la About Time, like that movie, I would absolutely do that, too. And I think it's, like, good for me to just make the mistakes.
It is. It's dangerous. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's too many ways you can, like, mess up your life doing it, whereas there's so many ways you can enjoy your life by doing teleportation.
Love it. they did not play that game in the show, but who has your favorite power in the show? They all kind of suck, actually. They all are great and then they all kind of suck,
like,
right? That's the point.
They're like all double-edged swords. So what would your chosen one be?
I mean, like you said, they're all double-edged swords because everything that sounds good also sounds terrible. I mean, conflict resolution does sound really great, but why am I picking like the most, like the least glamorous one?
Right? You're giving the like, I want world peace answer, like at the...
if I could bring about climate collaboration with this ability, like, you know, maybe that'd be great, but then... The flip of it is that because I couldn't bring together the leader of nations to negotiate the ocean warming, 2 degrees would be my fault. Anyway, what's yours?
That's true. There's like huge political, almost like responsibility with that one.
Yeah.
Like to use it beyond the interpersonal. having seen what it's like to raise toddlers, I'm like, commandment magic, right? But I wouldn't actually want to do that. I would want maybe the plant growing one.
Aw, gentle.
For more clean air. And it's also just like creative in some way. And you could make people's days happy. Like you could give them a rose. You know?
That's so sweet.
Like just for you. Like you do something like that. I don't know. All the powers are not like what I would choose, which is I think why they're so like quirky and fun. But yeah, that would be the one I think I like the most. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing. That's all the time we have for today. Really glad we got to chat about this. Nicole wants to grow plants and I want to resolve conflict. And together we're going to, I don't know what we're going to do. What are we doing right now?
Save Making the world.
Oh, or that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have something more modest in mind. Okay. Thanks for listening to Revel and see you next time.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepherd. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadolahi. Featuring performances by Hashem Asadolahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Nicole Otto. You're listening to Revel, Power Trip, created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the screen?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
Save yourself. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Power Trip is a Realm original production, written by Mary Hamilton, with additional writing by Kara Horner. Produced by Nicole Otto, Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Executive produced by Tatiana Maslany, Molly Barton, Julian Yap, and Marcy Wiseman. Directed by Kaylin West. Starring Tatiana Maslany, Lisa Loeb, Brendan Hines, Tanisha Gary, Zeke Alton, Dalal Batter, Jordan Batiste, Courtney Lynn, Vargas Mason, Keeler Lee, Andrew Call, Ella June Conroy, Timothy Fritz, Larissa Gallagher, Dexter Hobart, Ray Hurd, Miriam Katz, Elizabeth Laidlaw, David Shatraw, and Mike Smith Rivera. Sound design by Tom Maggs and Rory O'Shea. Mixing and mastering by Rory O'Shea. Additional editing by Corey Barton. Original score and composition by Hashem Asadolahi and Daniel Wanakot. With digital orchestration by Max Kuttner. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Find more shows like this on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.